for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett, coming to you live from Prospect, Kentucky, and I appreciate you joining us today. Shannon the Dude is with me. If you'd like to give us a call, I dare you, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. A lot to talk about today, including the unfortunate events that are happening here in Louisville. And, you know, I have grown up in this city, lived here majority of my life, and I dearly love the city of Louisville, the state of Kentucky, and I think it's just a shame that we have a few people that like to that live here that want to destroy it. And I think it's sad. I think all the events that are happening in this city are just a real shame. And I don't know what else to say about it, but I feel sorry for the business owners that have absolutely nothing to do with this. I feel sorry for the police officers that have absolutely nothing to do with this. And sure, I feel sorry for the people that have been lost and the families that have lost their loved ones. But I just wish that I have no problem with anybody protesting. I just wish you could do it in a way that doesn't make other people suffer as well. And that's where I'm going to leave it at that. I don't like talking about this much because guess what? I started Just the Cats. Well, Morning Tip Off, Just the Tip, and now Just the Cats. At times I wish it was Just the Tip. And right now is one of those because all I want to do is laugh. I mean, that's all I want to do. I started this job so that I could have fun. And with everything that has happened and transpired within the last 6 months, between the pandemic, all the uprising in Louisville and Kentucky in this country, it's kind of taken that fun away. So, Shannon, I hope you're doing well today.
Yeah. You know, you just brought up the fact that this show has changed names so many times. This show has changed names more than Puff Daddy. Well, P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs.
I know it. Well, we're stuck with this one.
But no, you know, a couple of officers shot last night again. You know, it's unfortunate that people can't protest and do it in a safe, nonviolent way. You know, that's the thing. You and I are both on the same page. We're fine with protesting. But when it turns to violence, that's when there's issues. When you're destroying a city, that's when there's issues. Nothing's going to come out of that. Nothing good is going to come out of destroying things. And that's where the line is drawn right there, I think, with the police officers and with everybody else. I mean, think about all the businesses down there. How long are they going to have to stay closed? You know, how long is this going to continue?
Yeah, no, they were closed long enough for the pandemic. Now they're going to be closed
right
for this.
You're literally crippling downtown.
Yes, and various other parts of the city as well. I mean, the Highlands was hit pretty well with protesters going down there and damaging. I mean, they showed it on live TV. People just picking up chairs and throwing them through windows. And it's like, really? What was the point of doing something like that? I understand these people are upset. But to just go destroy some independent business owner's business where they have absolutely zero to do with it, I really don't understand. I mean, I can't stand watching people get arrested. I've never liked those police shows, that the live police shows, and you see people. I understand they probably have done something wrong and broken the law, but I hate seeing people arrested. It upsets me.
You didn't watch Cops back in the day?
I hated it.
What about
hated
Live PD?
That show. Yeah, yeah. And then they had, what was the other one? Live PD, you
That's
said?
What I just said, yeah, Live
yeah.
PD.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to repeat it. So, yeah, that's the other one. I didn't like that. I've never liked seeing anybody in a fight. I mean, I don't know. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You came to watch me in a wrestling match. You didn't mind seeing that fight.
Yeah, but I love seeing you get beat up. I mean,
I don't get beat up. I beat people up. What are you talking about? Never
okay.
Lost a fight.
Maybe I enjoyed seeing Vanetti get beat up, too. So how do you like that? But, all right, let's talk about some fun stuff today. So, because guess what? There is a lot to talk about. I mean, you got basketball news. You've got football news. We've even got U of L news we got to talk about. I mean, there is a lot to talk about. So let's get into it right now. As we found out yesterday, Shannon T. Dude, it's not the NCAA that's holding up Olivier Sarr. Come to find out, the NCAA has approved Olivier Sarr to play basketball. But it all comes down to the ruling that the SEC has that we talked about earlier this week. And honestly, that ruling, if it stands, which I'm kind of getting nervous about, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ask me right now, how do I feel about this? I'm not feeling good about Olivier Sarr getting approved to play basketball at UK.
Why is this the first time we've ever heard of this rule? We've had transfers for years and years and years, and it's like this is the first time we've ever heard of this rule.
Right.
So has this rule existed since the beginning of time? We just didn't realize it?
We just didn't realize it. You're exactly correct.
So every transfer that we've had, I guess, coming before was usually a fifth-year senior or...
Yeah, it was a graduate senior, which was not an issue.
Yeah.
So you had Travis Reed come in here, and then, of course, last year. I guess because of the fact that we've never had somebody that just had 1 year of eligibility, and guess what? They can't go play immediately, even though the NCAA did approve it. So I kind of get the feeling Greg Sankey's going to come down and put his hand down and say, listen, this is the clear, cut, and dry rule within the SEC. Therefore, I'm sorry, UK. Olivier Sarr's got to sit out at least in an academic year before he can play.
At least you'll get Olivier Sarr's name in the correct order instead of Travis Reed, as you just said.
I read Travis. I know it. That poor guy. I mean, I feel sorry because, yes, I do. At least I remembered it was both Travis and Reed.
There
but
you go.
Yeah, I did say Reed Travis.
Yeah.
But it's just so frustrating.
But yeah, you're right. It doesn't necessarily look good here for Sarr to be eligible this year. And, you know, I think it is what it is. You can't break that rule, right? I mean, what's the point of having a rule if you're not going to follow that rule?
Well, exactly. And
so it kind of is what it is at this point. Don't you think that he just won't be eligible?
He won't be eligible. And then I don't think he stays another year if that's the case. I really don't. It's going to be an uphill battle. And supposedly it has been reported now by a couple of different outlets that there is one particular coach within the SEC that's telling the SEC you have to abide by that rule and really fighting against Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you want to know who it is rumored as being that coach? Mm. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. Who would it be?
All right. Yeah, okay, good. Let's do that. Who do you think within the SEC, of all the basketball coaches, that would go against Kentucky and Cal to try and keep a player from being eligible to play this coming year?
Rick Barnes?
See, no, I think Rick
Barnes...
He's
more classy. I shouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, Rick
Bruce
Barnes,
Pearl.
You just did it.
Is that who it
right
was?
There. It is. They're saying that Bruce Pearl, now this is completely, hasn't been fact-checked or anything. This is just a couple of different sources that have brought this up. So back in May, evidently Bruce Pearl did an interview with some other sports show and came on, and the interviewers, the talent that was on the radio, didn't even ask him the question. Bruce Pearl brought up the fact, you know, he feels sorry for these coaches that get new jobs and their players depart immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's a little too coincidental. I kind of believe the story that these guys are saying that are reporting this, that it possibly could be Bruce Pearl.
So since Bruce Pearl is now interjecting himself into this situation, does this make Bruce Pearl a Karen? Should we call him Karen Pearl?
Well, yes, I think he does.
Or is the male version of a Karen now a Bruce?
No, it's a Matt. It's always going to be a Matt. So, but sorry. I just want to know. Maybe it does make him a Bruce. So yeah, maybe we do just go ahead and call him a Bruce. But does this, if it is true, Shannon? You know, we've always disliked Mike Krzyzewski, aka Ratface. We've always disliked Rick Pitino. Could this possibly make Bruce Pearl surpass every coach that we consider a villain and make him the biggest villain in the eyes of Big Blue Nation?
I don't know. I mean, Bruce Pearl's just kind of pointing out the rule book. I mean, he's just blowing the whistle.
Oh, come on now. He's pointing out. So he says.
Well, I mean, it's not like they wouldn't have caught this without Bruce Pearl. You think Bruce Pearl's the one who brought up nobody else knew the rules? Bruce Pearl had to point it out? I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think the SEC has reminded a few coaches. And I think that UK knows about this ruling. They were hoping that maybe since the NCAA is pretty much giving everybody free waivers.
So we were hoping we could just
slide them in.
Exactly.
Oh, where'd that rule
just
come from?
Slip them on by, yeah. And then, of course, Bruce Pearl's like, no, wait a minute.
But still, though, I'm not going to come out and say, if I'm Bruce Pearl, and say, hey, UK, no. I mean, worry about your own team.
Yeah, but when you're Kentucky, you're a top dog. I mean, if it were Vanderbilt or some other school, a lot of people probably wouldn't even care. A lot of coaches probably wouldn't even notice or even care to notice. Or if they did notice, they wouldn't even care.
So you think there's a double ruling, though, that if you're Vanderbilt, it's okay, guys, go ahead.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the likelihood of somebody caring about a guy like Sarr becoming eligible is going to be a lot higher when you're at Kentucky versus another school. I'm saying all of a sudden everybody's going to be picking apart every little piece of your program.
Right, but forget that it's Kentucky. I mean, not only is Bruce Pearl hurting Kentucky, he's hurting Olivier Sarr. I mean, this is a chance for this young man to come to a good program.
Don't blame Bruce Pearl for this.
Well,
it's the SEC's rule.
It is.
The SEC is just enforcing the rule, and Bruce Pearl mentioned it.
It's not. You're right. It'll be Greg Sankey's fault.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's not deflect. Who's really enforcing the rules here?
Greg Sankey is going from, I mean, could he be going from, hey, the big savior for letting football happen this year to maybe one of the biggest villains?
Yeah, but a rule's a rule. He's not making up the rule.
No.
We can't be like, we're Kentucky. We're above the rules.
You're right. But all these rules are going to be thrown out the window within the next year or two. They are. I mean, don't tell me they're not going to be. So if that is the case, that we're just going to do away with them, so you should still enforce them no matter what. And no matter that it's going to hurt the career.
Got to go by the book.
Man. Okay. All right.
What about all the other players that came before him? Was it fair to them?
And you know what? You're probably right. But we're so close for this rule being changed, and everybody pretty much knows.
So it's kind of like the marijuana law. Like, if we know that marijuana is about to become
legalized
in, let's say, 6 months, and somebody's out smoking weed on the street, do you just let them do it?
Yes.
You do. All right.
Yes, you do.
All right, Andy Taylor.
Why go to all that frustration and hassle?
Because it's the rule.
That's the rule. My gosh, there is no way
your good buddy said a rule is not a rule without a punishment.
There is no way you follow
the guy. The guy who you look up to in life and aspire to be said many times, a rule is not a rule without a punishment.
Who is that?
Let's go to break. You know who it is.
You're not going to say his name?
Yeah, your good buddy Matt Jones. He's right about that, too.
Oh, jeez.
He's right.
My good buddy Matt Jones. No, let's move on from that. So let's go ahead and take our first break. We got some U of L news. I want to talk about this when we get back. Plus, we're starting to see the schedule come into place for basketball. I want to talk about that as well when we get back. A lot to talk about. 502-571-1080. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio
502-571-1080. Are you tweeting at Just the Cat Radio? Griffin tweeted out, Michael Bennett, I've always disliked Bruce Pearl, and him doing this makes me dislike him even more. Listen, I don't know if I necessarily... I've gone back and forth, I guess, Shannon, where I've liked Bruce Pearl, then I've disliked him. I always feel like he's tried to appease the Big Blue Nation, because in his mind, he would love to become the head coach at UK.
Yeah.
Whether or not it would happen, I highly doubt. But I think he would, if when the day does come that Cal is gone, it would be fun to have a personality like Bruce Pearl to come into Lexington, go to the women's basketball game or football game and take his shirt off and all this.
Yeah, let's be real. People can say they hate Bruce Pearl, but if he were our coach at Kentucky, we would love him.
Yes.
Because he's got a over-the-top, huge personality.
Yes.
A guy that... I think if you're not with him, it's easy to hate, but when he's on your side, he's easy to love.
Exactly. I think you said it perfectly there. So, listen, I think he would add a lot. Plus, he's a very good coach, and he is a very good recruiter. Now,
yeah.
I don't know, don't get all over him yet, because I don't know if this is necessarily true. I'm just reading from what other people are writing, and they're saying possibly this could be the case. So, because there's a lot of other things going on. Let's talk about a little more about UK basketball. So it looks
like we've got a football game going on in 2 days.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of news. Listen, tomorrow we're going to take the entire show and talk about UK football. Because, you know, I want to know your predictions. Because evidently, there's another site out there called KentuckySportsRadio.com, KSR.com. Mm-hmm. And they asked all kinds of questions for people to, you know, give their predictions for the season. And Shannon, I'm looking through it. I didn't see your prediction.
Well, good. I'm not going to give it. I'm not giving predictions. Well, who do you think I am? Nostradamus? I'm not going to be giving my predictions.
No.
I'm like Phil Still. You want my prediction? You got to pay for it. I'll print mine in my own publication. I will release that next week. If you want my opinion, my prediction.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not predicting anything. What, do I have a magic ball? I'm going to get my magic eight ball and see what's going to happen this season. I hate predictions. They're so stupid.
This is when I love you. That might be the best rant I've ever heard
it
you
is.
Say
it's
right
dumb.
There.
It is. It's dumb. Predictions. What's it worth? What's it worth?
Well, I mean,
nothing.
Last weekend, the Lexington Herald, one of their writers over there, asked everybody in the UK media what their predictions were for the season.
Yeah.
Guess who wasn't asked?
You?
Me and John Wong. and I'm like, John Wong calls me. Of course, he's a head writer for JustTheCats.com. Calls me. I mean, he's upset. Michael, you won't believe it. They didn't call us to ask us. You know that we got to be legitimate out there. And by them not doing this, we're not legitimate. It's like, John, settle down. It's okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. But it was kind of funny that they had everybody. And so many people out there that are just, it's like, who is he in the UK media? You asked him and you didn't ask me? It's like, yeah. Okay, whatever.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was looking on KentuckySportsRadio.com. There's people on there I don't even know. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. You don't want my opinion? I'm not going to give it to you. Don't ask for it now. You didn't want it then. Don't ask for my predictions now. I done took the magic eight ball and threw it out. It's in the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at my crystal ball and see what's going to happen this year.
Okay, Phil Steele.
Yeah.
You're not going from Nostradamus. You're going to Phil Steele. I Phil Steele. I
hate
mean, that's
predictions.
Hard to say. Yeah.
Gender reveal parties.
Yes.
Emotional support animals. Sports predictions. They're all worthless.
My gosh. Yeah, I've known that you cannot stand those kind of parties where, you know, they do the reveal mm-hmm. of whatever sex baby they have, but which I think is the dumbest thing too. I'm with you, but all right. Well, let's talk about a little UK football basketball. Looks like the Champions Classic is going to happen, but it's going to happen in December. So that one against Kansas, they're reporting that it's probably going to be sometime in the first part of December, and the current target date right now is December 1st, which is the first Tuesday of the month. So the other matchup, of course, within that Champions Classic is going to be Michigan State and Duke. Now, also, they're talking about the Holiday Hoopsgiving matchup with Georgia Tech is going to be moved to that weekend after the Champions Classic, so December 6th, which is a Sunday, and it's all because they want to have the pod in Lexington. So that's why we're moving and adjusting all this stuff so that UK can play Richmond, Hartford, and Detroit Mercy. I mean, seriously?
Richmond might be a decent game. Hartford's going to be a blowout. Detroit Mercy's going to be a blowout. That's just a homecoming for Brad.
Yeah,
which, you know, I'm okay with that game. I'm not going to hate on that.
Okay.
But some of these other games that they play every single year in the non-conference schedule, those are the ones I dislike.
Yeah. Yeah, the exhibitions, it's nice to have these other teams come in here. I liked it when Center came in. I do wish they would play Bellarmine College, or Bellarmine University.
Yeah, we're a university now. Don't be calling us.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Bellarmine University. I know it's Division I now, and you're trying to get your legitimacy there. But I do wish they would do something like that. I do wish they would play Western Kentucky. It's nice that Brad's coming home, but I don't care. Stop playing those games. Stop scheduling those games. I mean, that's what I think. Now,
why don't you go tell Coach Cal that he's not going to be able to schedule the game against his son?
Well, that's like beating a dead horse. I mean, it really is,
yeah.
If you want to be honest. Yeah. But when we come back, I want to talk about Chris Mack, because I'm going to be really upset if we don't play this UK U of L basketball game. And his response is ridiculous. We'll be right back in just a second.
From the now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571. That's a great intro right there. 571-1080. I'll finish it, I promise, this time. I know I've gotten on here, and I've gotten so distracted and taken a total squirrel where I've said 502-571, and that's it. So, all right there, 571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Let me get through a few of these right here, because I think they're pretty funny. Bluegrass Jack said, I know everyone thinks it is Pearl, but you can't make me believe Crean, meaning Tom Crean, head coach in at Georgia, hadn't had his hand in it, Michael Bennett. You know, that's a good point right there, Shannon.
Maybe they're all just, you know, pulling together and plotting against Kentucky.
Well, yeah.
Of course, that's what we think, right? That's our conspiracy theory.
It is. I mean, it is. Sometimes you think it, and sometimes the majority of the time it is true, though, because of the fact we have been the king within the SEC in basketball for so long. They're always trying to, you know, like salmon swimming up river. So Scott tweeted out, this might be my – there's two here that are my favorite tweets that I'm going to read. Scott said, Michael Bennett, Shannon is more like Nostra dumbass. I love that. And then Whitaker said – Michael Bennett, so disappointed in the lack of football talk. Finally a day off during the week, and it's basketball. Well, Whitaker, I've been talking football every single day, and no disrespect, but there's been a lot of basketball news from yesterday, and had to talk about it today. Just had to. So,
if he wants to talk football, tell him to call the show. Call in. We'll talk to you.
502-571-1080. So I would please call in. Listen, of anybody that does a radio show, there's nobody out there that talks more about football than Michael Bennett. There just isn't. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'll readily admit, I would watch UK football over UK basketball any day or night. I love UK football. So, but there's just a lot more basketball news today. So, Ryan tweeted out,
let's talk more about basketball.
Ryan tweeted out, Michael Bennett, Shannon, the dude, it's more like Nostra Dudemus. That
right.
might be my favorite
there you go.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then Christopher Big Blue, said, gender reveal parties are more about as fun as getting hit in your twig and berries. Oh my gosh. That's a good description right there. I don't think I've ever heard that. Don't make fun of me because I've never heard of that. So, sad news yesterday. Gail Sayers, who passed away at 77. Did you even know the name Gail Sayers?
Of course,
Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you
Chicago Bears?
What's
running
that?
Backs?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Did you ever watch the movie Brian Song?
No.
You've never watched it? Okay.
I have not.
Years ago, I guess back in the 70s or something, because this movie was out in the 70s, and it was about Gail Sayers' best friend who was drafted, came from, I believe it was Wake Forest, drafted by the Bears, and his name was Brian Piccolo, and Gail Sayers became fast friends, and then unfortunately Brian Piccolo came down with cancer and died. I mean, it's probably between that and Midway, probably one of the saddest movies I've ever watched in my life. I mean, it really is. Or The Dirty Dozen. I mean, those are the saddest movies in the world. I think that Brian's song, it actually did make me cry. So I can't believe you've never heard of that movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Okay, yeah.
What year did that come out?
Well, back in the 70s. I don't know. I'd probably say 73, 74, 75, something like that. Yeah. I mean... really sad. So you'll have to check that out sometime. All right. Sky Clark, the 5-star out of Brentwood, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. He announced yesterday that he will be making his commitment on October 22nd. So I think that's some big news for that 5-star guard. It's between UK, Memphis, North Carolina, UCLA. And quite honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, I think UK will get him. But I think Roy Williams has really made a strong push trying to get him. So it's going to be coming down between North Carolina and Kentucky. So how about this, Shannon? Before we talk about our good friend just down the road here, the Football Bowl Association is eliminating all bowl eligibility for this season and has submitted a plan to the NCAA. So, in other words, they're not going to be having the normal type of way that a school is going to be eligible for a bowl game. It's going to be mass chaos for whatever team goes to whatever bowl. You think that's the right call for this year, or you think this is going to be just ridiculous?
Well, it's going to be ridiculous, but I mean, for this year, what hasn't been ridiculous? I think you got to make exceptions. You got to change the way you do things a little bit. And, you know, a team that wins four games maybe becomes bowl eligible.
Yeah. Well, and is it really going to be because of their wins and losses? Is it really, or is it going to be more about TV ratings? And I tend to think it's going to be more about TV.
No, it's always
ratings.
About TV ratings. It's what drives revenue. And, you know, we know it's all about money at the end of the day.
So then that kind of makes you feel, okay, the SEC is going to be well represented, because what other conference makes the TV ratings than the SEC? Am I wrong to say that?
No, that's what it's all about, man. That's all right. That's what drives the money and drives the programs. It's all about the money.
All right, the SEC preseason media poll came out. Where do you think UK landed? Or have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Okay, where do you think UK landed within the East?
What do you mean? You want a record, or you want like a?
No. I'm sorry.
I'll say third place.
What place exactly? Okay, so you're telling me. All right. So what are the other two schools that are going to be ahead of Kentucky?
Georgia and Florida.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are. Oh. And they, with the exception, they have UK coming in fourth place.
Okay.
So they got it: Florida 1, Georgia 2, Tennessee 3, UK 4th, then South Carolina, Missouri, and Vandy.
Well, you fixed that by beating Tennessee, first of all.
Well, exactly. And quite honestly, if believe it or not, I think this is an actual fair poll. I really feel like that it's going to be those three teams ahead of Kentucky until we start beating Florida and Tennessee on a regular basis. They're always going to be ahead of us, and they should be. So I didn't have any argument about this. Now, the part that did surprise me, Shannon, is the fact that they picked Florida ahead of Georgia.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I would have thought Georgia would have been at the top of the East, but I don't know. We'll see. Again, this goes down to the prediction thing. I don't read too much into predictions, preseason polls. None of that really means anything to me.
You're not a tea leaf reader.
No.
Okay, yeah, you're not one of those.
That's why you play the games.
Yes. But I still feel like that they're going to be better than Florida. So when they match up wherever they're going to play, you know, they always play in Jacksonville every year as the world's largest cocktail party, which I always thought was the dumbest name. But
have you ever been to the cocktail party?
I've been there to see a bowl game, but I've never been there to – and the Jaguars to play, but I've never been there for that game.
How are they having cocktails? You can't do that. Well, I guess they can there, right?
They can there. Yeah. So, yeah. I think they're referring more to the outside the tailgate or something like that. Now, six
cocktails in a parking lot. That's classy.
Six UK football players picked in the all SEC media team. You know, we didn't have to have the media, or didn't get to have the media day, so all the media information is coming out right now. And to no surprise of anybody, on the first team, Max Duffy, center Drake Jackson, and offensive tackle Landon Young. Then you got on the second team, offensive tackle Darian Kennard. And third team, you got Josh Pascal.
And we lost you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you just dropped out on us.
Well, that's weird. Yeah, nothing happened here. Okay. All right, I'm back. So you heard me say Josh Pascal and Boogie Watson on the third team.
Yeah, yeah.
Representation of UK.
Okay.
And second most in the SEC, which is just great.
Okay, so we're losing you. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? Why don't you try to get reconnected, and we'll come back in just a few minutes. If you want to give us a call in this last segment, 502-571-1080. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
.502-571-1080, our last segment of Just the Cats for this Thursday. Man, what do you think about the play of the bucket last night, Tyler Hero versus the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, he is just, he's dominating. I mean, he's looking as good as anybody. Yeah, some of those really shots that he's knocking down, I mean, I did not expect him to be this great of an NBA player.
Not even close.
Yeah. So he's just been killing it.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I'm flipping between local news to see what's going on downtown. Tampa Bay Lightning in the third game of the Stanley Cup, in which they won last night by a blowout versus the Dallas Stars, and then also the Heat versus the Celtics. And I just like, everybody kept tweeting out, look at that, look at that, what the heck? And I was like, okay, I got to watch the Heat play. So I turned off all these other channels to watch him. I mean, you look at Bam Adebayo, 20 points. Tyler Hero finishing with 37 points. Never saw it. Maybe during some games that it wasn't as good an NBA team, but not in the playoffs, especially versus the Celtics. The two UK players, the two UK former players, combined for 57 points of the 109 total points.
Yeah. It's been amazing to watch. Jamal Murray's been just going off on the Lakers.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
It has been fun to watch. And probably a little more reason why I'm watching the NBA Finals more than I usually do, especially these teams. I mean, I like the Celtics, and I like the Lakers, but they're not my favorite teams. So, but it's fun to watch them play because of the former players. So that's why I think it would be so much fun to have an NBA team here in Louisville.
Right.
Because we would get, yes, there would be probably some U of L players on there, and that's okay. And we would have some UK players on there. Wouldn't that be a blast? So, all right, let's talk about this. Chris Mack yesterday, and Shannon, I know you're answering a phone call, but hopefully you can hear a little bit.
I got
bit
you right
one.
Here.
All right.
Yes.
So Chris Mack was on a podcast yesterday. And several things about this. It's out of Cleveland, and I've never heard of this. It's called Full Court Press with Fanta and Adams. Have you ever heard of this podcast?
I have not, but there's a lot of
Neither
podcasts out there. Everybody's got a podcast these days.
Yes. Is this the only thing that Chris Mack is being asked for, or a random podcast in cities like Cleveland?
I don't know.
Seriously. I'm not trying to make fun of him.
Maybe he knows the guys. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised he would even do that, but maybe he knows these guys.
Yes, I am too. So I just thought that's kind of random for him to do this kind of podcast. But he was caught saying that, asked about UK and U of L playing this year, and he says, where is the equity of UK coming here in front of no fans and then having to go to Rupp in front of 21,000 fans?
So what does he expect? What does he expect to happen? Just because there's a pandemic going on the year that Kentucky plays at Louisville, that we're supposed to empty the arena for next season, even if the pandemic's not still going on. What does he expect? I mean, it's just bad timing for him.
As Mark Stoops
get over it, man.
Always says, it is what it is for this
right.
year. So yeah, you do have to get over it. Now, my question to you is, are you kind of getting the feeling that Scott's Tots and Chris Mack are kind of whiners?
A little bit, yeah, because, you know, they were complaining, was it last year after Kentucky
year.
Won the game and they were doing the L's down? He was complaining to Stoops about
right.
that. Then he was
right.
complaining, was it after the game, the Florida State game, just last
no.
week?
No, it was Miami.
I mean, Miami, sorry, Miami.
Yeah,
but I think there was a Florida State game he was complaining in, too. So it feels like he's always complaining about something.
Yeah, that the opposing team's players are doing.
Because right.
the Miami players were doing L's down the entire team. I didn't hear at U of L up in a big roar that, oh, my goodness, Miami was having all the L's down.
If you come up with stupid hand signals, you got to expect your opponent to have something
yes.
to come back at you with it.
Correct. If UK had one.
Well, they have. They've had the, for basketball, the three goggles.
Yeah. And
I mean, I don't know how you counteract with that, but
no.
But if other teams did, you can't get mad about it.
Right, right. So I just feel like this is really kind of silly for Chris Mack. So it looks like that we're going to have you know, SEC play, 20 games, and then possibly seven non-conference games. And of those games, it's obviously going to be right now, Kansas, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Hartford, Detroit, and Richmond. That's the six non-conference games we have scheduled right now that we know of. Now, how are you going to feel? How are the fan base going to feel about Chris Mack? Because now it's clearly going to be Chris Mack not wanting to play UK if UK and U of L do not get scheduled.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one more reason to dislike U of L, right? I mean, we need a good reason to dislike Chris Mack. Now we can just, you know, he's a whiner. So now we have another reason to dislike him. I'm fine. It's good for the rivalry.
Well, it's not necessarily that I dislike him, but I think this is just on the verge of absolute ridiculousness. I mean, it really is. To say that you're not going to play your rival because of the fact that we have no fans. We can't help that. Don't blame Kentucky. Don't penalize Kentucky. Don't penalize your own fan base.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
Well, I don't think they're scared. Well, maybe they are scared because they don't have any fans. That's what's going to win the game for them. So it's just, this is dumb. This is not for the fans. And
well, it is for the fans, but, I mean, it's for the fans who are watching at home.
His reasoning is what I meant. His reasoning is not for the fans. So right. Do we have a phone call or no?
We do, yeah.
Okay, all right, who's up?
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
How you doing, Ryan, brother?
I'm doing great. Ryan, we only have a couple of minutes now.
So I know. I'll be quick. I'm 67 years old today, believe it or not.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I appreciate you and Shannon letting me talk to a lot of them people on the phone. Y'all been really good about that. I do know a lot about sports, but this stuff of downtown, man, I don't know. I think we need a new mayor. I don't know what y'all think, but
Ryan, listen, that's one of my pet peeves right there. I don't want to get on here and
I know. That's my opinion. Y'all don't have to comment on it.
Yeah,
you don't have to comment. But SEC needs to change this rule. You know, where people can transfer. It's a stupid rule, and I guess Bruce Pearl, whatever, some of his players couldn't play, so he don't want Kentucky to get sour. But it seems like every year it's something about us keep us from getting a big man. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, absolutely. Happy birthday! Sing the second verse to yourself a little later on. I don't know if you know the second verse to Happy Birthday.
Yes, we know the second verse. Happy birthday! If you ever been in a bar, you know the second verse to Happy Birthday.
Okay. My gosh, you're really taking a sour note right there. By the way, if you're looking for that special boat that you just need to buy, there's only one place to go. It's SMI Marine. They're conveniently located 11,400 Westport Road, right off Gene Snyder Freeway. They've got all kinds of outboards between Mercury and Yamaha, new and used boats. And guess what? They do incredible service as well. Go there. They got Falcon bass boats, StarCraft pontoons, you name it. Man, as soon as they get them in, they sell them because they have great deals there. So go see my good friends over there at SMI Marine, 11,400 Westport Road. How many minutes do we have left? Are we almost done?
We got about two or three more minutes. I'm going to go over there and visit them very soon.
Are you really?
I've got a jet ski I'd like for them to work on. Yep.
Okay, we'll take care of that jet ski. Or they will definitely take care. Tim's a good guy. Tim Addington is his name. So go check out the website. I mean, we've still got people coming in a door, coming on the site and buying T-shirts.
Really?
And, of course, I loved your tweet yesterday. I don't know if everybody saw that, but your tweet of the coffee mug playing, what's the song that you had playing?
That was Ric Flair's theme song.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there's a name for that song, isn't there?
Yeah, Ric Flair's theme song.
That's not it. But that was probably the funniest thing I've seen. So, yeah, go check out his tweet because he's got his coffee mug there, Just the Cat's coffee mug with Shannon T. Dude on the back.
Yep.
And so I like that. But, the T-shirts are going really well. The shirts, I'm going to tell you right now, I am going to brag about this. These shirts are the softest.
They are, man. I was going to say the same thing. It's so comfortable to put on. It's thin, but it's not thin. Like some shirts are so thin you can see through them.
See through it, exactly.
Right, but it's not like that. It's very well made, I will say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very comfortable.
I love them. So I'm very proud of them, and we're going to have some more stuff up there in the very near future, next 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm excited about that. Go check that out. And then, of course, tomorrow we're going to talk about UK football the entire show. There might be something else we talk about.
No. Yes. I want it to be all UK football.
All right.
Or if so, I'm going to tune out. I'm going to walk out of here.
Well, we're going to do that, and yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to be headed down to Auburn after that. I'm going to do Tony Vannetti's show tomorrow and talking about UK football on WHAS. And then after that, I'm going to be headed down there, and I'm going to be periscoping not the entire time, but a good bit of the time. So what do you think about this, Shannon? The governor of California calls for a ban of on all new gas-fueled cars by 2035.
Really? So we're all going to be driving around electric cars?
In California, that's what they want, yes.
I don't like that. I mean, even if you vacation, what are they going to pull you over and tow your car if you're driving a gas car?
I don't think that. No, I think they're going to allow the used cars and the cars that are still existing there, but it all relates to the new cars.
So they're not going to produce any new ones?
Correct. No, they won't allow the sales of any new combustion engine type cars.
Wow.
That's only 15 years away.
Well, they better put in some new fueling stations, charging stations. Because there's not many of those around right now.
No, they're not. No, they're not. So, all right, everybody. Appreciate you joining us. Go check out the website. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for doing that.